The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday or Monday?
All day Tuesday.
Tuesday, June 27th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. When you work overnight like I do, all of the days just blend into each other. Only day I know is payday. Payday, I know. I mean, two, three, four, 5 days before payday, I say, hey, isn't payday coming up soon? But other than that, I always have to be guessing on which day of the week it is. So you're definitely sure that today is Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday, all day.
Tuesday, June 27th?
June 27th.
And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about My Gateway. My Gateway is doing some big things with government agencies. They are putting everybody online, right? Making everyone have access. And the last time we were here, we had the Ministry of Agriculture was here, and they had various departments talk about how they're being digitalized. Today we have Charles. Charles is here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Charles is here, right? And Charles is going to be the spokesman for My Gateway today. And because yet, I still haven't accessed my passport yet. This time, I've got the documents. I actually got the documents. I've just been lazy. And my issue, because I'm sure I can get a number of calls. So you don't get your passport yet? You don't behave me yet? Mm-hmm. And it's not that I couldn't get my passport now. Mm-hmm. I had to find a particular document. I now have access to the particular document. I just didn't go in no place. So I said, why are you getting a passport? But every bank I go to say, where your passport? And I say, I have my voter's card. Mm-hmm. And they say, you can vote. You have the anyway. So I want to know, what is My Gateway? What is the objective, the agenda of My Gateway, and why all of these government agencies are going and partnering with My Gateway in this transformational digital space type thing?
Okay, well, I'll first by saying thank you for having me on the show.
You know, you got to introduce yourself formally. They only know you by Charles.
Yeah, okay, so my name is Charles Miller. I'm a business analyst with the Department of Information and Communications Technology. I also do database administration and manage the help desk for My Gateway. So the project that initiated 2019, and we built it on something which is called an interoperability platform. All right, so My Gateway acts as an intermediary for government agencies. So we're not any of the particular agencies, but we facilitate the requests for the agencies. And the way we do that is by verifying your information. So, you know, your information is at NIB. So we take whatever information you key into during sign up, we verify that and say, okay, you are who you say you are. So now you, just like how you present your passport at the bank or you present your ID when you want to apply for government service, we verify that in the beginning so you no longer have to do that on the platform. Okay, so diving in a little bit deeper as to what My Gateway is actually accomplishing is that we want to make it the ease of doing business for the Bahamian public. So no longer we want you to, you know, wait on those long lines. You know, I only have an hour for my lunch break and you want to send me to road traffic to get my driver's license and the line wrap around the corner. So we don't want that happening no more. So when you apply online now, the 2 business days that it takes to turn over allows you to go in on your own time to the collection center and just pick up your driver's license, which is like a 15-minute process. So you'll present either your old driver's license or another form of ID, which they verify. And then that goes to your verification on My Gateway.
And where are you speaking? Right? I'm one of those persons who's scared, is afraid of technology. Mm-hmm. I get overwhelmed. So, man, I got to click all these buttons and I get anxious. I get anxious, right? Mm. And you're saying that My Gateway makes things simpler for Bahamians.
Yes,
right? Sir. Now, I'm going to do a scenario, Charles.
Go ahead.
No, let me start off this way. What all government agencies have you all on board already? That is important to me. So I can ask my next question on, walk me through the process for a person who is a novice with the computer, right? Who has anxieties about touching the computer, but I need to get access to my government services. So I start off with, what are government services that you already on board and I can go and access my gateway and get things done?
Well, yeah, so there are about 40 plus government services.
No, you can list all 40, right?
Yeah.
I need all 40. The people listening need to know the names.
I can definitely list all 40 for you. So, but I'll start by listing the most popular ones, and then we'll get into the other ones that are available.
Okay. That's good.
So the most popular services on my gateway start with police certificate. That is the number one service on my gateway, with over 60,000 applicants already. Then you have driver's license, right? So driver's license, and then vehicle license. Then birth certificate, marriage certificate, death certificate. You have deed search, but if you wanna look up a particular deed or document in Registrar General's office, you can do a deed search. There's deeds and documents, which is, means once you find that deed, you can actually now apply to have a certified deed done for you. You have new notary and notary renewal, meaning if you're a notary, you can apply to be a notary for the first time, or you can renew that notary license. Passport. E-passport is one. We simplified that service a lot, and you mentioned it earlier.
I come back to the question. I just want to do the whole list, and I'm coming back to that passport question.
You mentioned it earlier that you have trouble with your passport, but we made that process a lot more simpler on my gateway. But there are two places where you can go and apply for that passport. Post office, we have your post box renewal and your first time post box rental. You can also do your, Bahama Host is another big one, presented by the Ministry of Tourism. There is also, well, we have Marine Resources and Agriculture, so I'll let them identify their own services. there's traffic record for a person. That's usually used for people who are like public service drivers, mm-hmm. so they need to apply for their traffic record mm-hmm. through the police so that they could renew their public service driver's license. So what you will find with My Gateway is that a lot of services link together. So you may need to apply for your birth certificate, like you say, to get your passport, but you go on My Gateway and apply for the two at the same time, okay? Or, like you said, in the case of traffic record and your public service driver's license, you want to apply for your traffic record first and then go and apply for your public service driver's license. And that's just a few off the top of my head. There are many, many, many more. I'd have to...
You need to call a lifeline and say, someone text me the names of all the services that My Gateway... government department at My Gateway assess. Okay, now I have a two question for regarding passports and regarding My Gateway. One, I want you to walk me through the process of applying for a passport via My Gateway. Mm-hmm. And two, when you're applying for children, My Gateway don't help you. I want to know, when will My Gateway make it be feasible for you applying for children documents?
Well,
I find that you're only helpful regarding children.
Yeah, well, I wish if our attorney was present, she would be able to say it.
But it's a legal matter then.
It's a legal matter for minors and online service and protecting your digital identity. So it's very important for you to protect your digital identity. We have a lot of things in place here. If you read our privacy policy agreement, that is dictated there. And you know the long policy agreement you'll have before you sign up for a service and you click I agree. That's all of that's right in there.
I don't really read it. But go ahead.
Yes, that's right in there. But so minors unfortunately can't apply for services online anywhere, and you can't apply for them. You still have to go in person for minors. But if we will, let's just walk through the steps for applying for your passport. So if you're first time on My Gateway, first you'll have to sign up.
Yes.
So you'll need to have your NIB card with you. You're going to put the characters that are on your NIB card exactly into the sign-up process. So exactly how your name spelled on your NIB card is exactly how you will put it in My Gateway. So once you complete the sign-up process, you'll put in an email and a password. You'll be signed up and registered. Then you go to, on the left-hand panel, you'll see where it says Passport Office. Mm-hmm. You'll select ePassport. ePassport, it uses a API, and for those of you who don't know what an API is, Application Program Interface. Office has their own system over there, and like I said, my gateway acts as an intermediary. So we verify that we take you, just put in your passport number, upload that picture. They're going to take that passport number and say, okay, well, A112345 matches A112345 along with that NIB number for John Doe. Mm-hmm. And they say, come back to us, it's true. And then you pay, and then your application is submitted. Okay, so that's how simple the process is on my gateway to apply for your passport.
That's just like that?
Just like that.
How long that process takes?
Process will take you, with the sign-up included.
No, wait, are you sign-up?
Oh, without this in 2 minutes.
And again, the passport, easy as that?
Well, you have to wait for the turnover. So the turnover for passport is about 5 business days.
5 days I get my passport?
Yes.
Yeah, and I still walking around with no passport?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. Get on my gateway. This is but this is e-passport renewal, so this isn't for first
time. This is new. I have a passport. Oh, yeah. I just didn't expire.
Yeah, this isn't for first time passport owners or people who haven't switched over to the e-passport yet. So you'll still have to go into the passport office for a new passport or first time e-passport.
The passport now, they approve it, say it's due. How do I get my passport, the physical passport?
Your physical passport. So you'll have to go over to the passport office with your receipt from My Gateway. So you'll have a digital receipt. It has a QR code on it. You just take it over to the passport office along with your old passport or form of government ID. But they usually ask you to bring your old passport for the passport office. You present that to them. They'll check it to make sure that it is you are who you say you are. And then they'll give you your new passport.
In the future, we're talking about a voter's card. Because I don't have the passport now, my voter's card is used. Mm-hmm. It's weathered, right? It's weathered. In the future, you think you'd be doing voter's card via My Gateway?
Oh, yeah. So we would love to have voter's card. I actually just renewed my voter's card.
You can renew it now?
I went and got my voter's card, and it was actually pretty simple. It's usually around election time that voter's card, the traffic for people who wanted to apply for that voter's card or renew that voter's card is when it picks up. So yes, that is a service we'd love to have on My Gateway. So those of you over who renew voter's cards, come to My Gateway.
Okay. And I still won't come to agriculture, so I know you're looking to, but you keep on talking to My Gateway. But I now want to know onboarding of the various departments. How is that done by your department?
Well, it's done in a few ways. In some cases, asking about online services. So one thing you got to remember about My Gateway is that this is Bahamians billing services for Bahamians. So this isn't a foreign vendor from another country billing apps for us. These are Bahamians just like me, tech guys that are in a room writing code all day and night for you to have these services and for them to be facilitated to you in a reasonable amount of time. So that's the big kicker there. But also we have business analysts on the team that reach out to agencies that provide the most impact for the public. And that's something that we try to target, is that services that will provide the most impact. So that was our goal when we set to do driver's license, vehicle license. Vehicle license was one that we saw with a great impact. I don't know if anyone has actually attempted in the room to do the vehicle license online, but it is a seamless process now. And
You have to explain how the process for that. You can't say it's a seamless process and don't tell me.
I would love to. I would love to. So, because that was one of the services that we added the most tech to. So the inspectors now have tablets out over at the road traffic office. You have the ability to inspect your car with all of the listing. So when you go on My Gateway and apply to renew your vehicle license, they tell you all the things to check, which before you probably didn't know mm-hmm. what you had to check or what they were even checking. Mm-hmm. So they tell you all the things that are on the checklist. You read through it. You click the same way, I agree or I don't agree. So once you agree, you will put in your insurance information. You will add your vehicle information. And then you pay and you submit. And now they have your information at Road Traffic already. So all that, all the stuff, information that you give in at the beginning is no longer required. You just go straight and do your inspection. We have the office, the inspectors out there with a tablet. They will take pictures of all four sides of your car to have in the database to say that you were there. They also have a runner out there that runs and gets your new disc that you put on your car, takes it off and put it on for you. So you don't even have to leave your car to renew your license, and you don't have to bring no cash with you. So you pay online, the you pull up, in the, and they have a different area now for you to do online versus regular. So it balances out very well. So the persons who still want to go and do the manual process, you can, and you're most likely to meet a shorter line to do that, even though you probably still have to go inside and fill out the paperwork. Then persons online can just pull up, you set an appointment, and they'll sort you out right there in about 15 minutes. I did mine last year, 15, 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know it was that simple.
Yeah.
You know, missing. I'm just being afraid of technology. I mean, this makes life easier. I have a text asking me who owns my gateway. I thought it was a government agency, but they asking who owns my gateway.
The Bahamian people owns my gateway. Like I said, this is Bahamians billing services for Bahamians. So the government of the Bahamas owns my gateway, and we are hiring developers to work on my gateway. So if you're young and into technology and go to UB and study computer science, you're welcome to put in an application and, you know, build out some of these services that Bahamians need. And I think that's very important as we move towards modernization and more technology in the country. You know, everyone got their credit card now, which is tap and pay. Just like that, we want to add more technology to the country to make the ease of doing business. And that's one of our biggest goals here.
Look at that.
True story.
Jacqueline Fox. I come to you next, right? And Ms. Jacqueline Fox is the project manager at the Ministry of Agriculture. And she's been the one networking between my gateway and Ministry of Agriculture. I know your minister is very excited to transform the entire ministry in terms of getting that technology in. And then he put you in charge of making this happen. I want to know your communication with my gateway, the initial services of saying, hey, this is what we want as a service. I need y'all to come and help us build this for us in terms of offering that. How did you feel? Because you around my age, I ain't saying that you, I mean, you look younger than I am, right? But like I said, I'm afraid of technology. Was it kind of something that cumbersome that you said, boy, I gotta have to learn this?
No, Mr. Nuri. Actually, when I got the call ended to serve as project manager, I love challenge. Those who know me, they would tell you that I love to be challenged. And so it was a challenge. And another thing is, I love to hang around young people. I love their energy, and I love their innovation. I love their creativity. And so it was very easy for me to join forces with the great team at my gateway. I just felt like we are one family now because, you know, their platform is our platform.
Yes.
Their objective is our objective.
Yes.
And so we have meshed the two as one, as husband and wife.
Okay. So how do they know what services that you needed? Because they develop a platform that you offer in all kinds of services. But so how do they know that these are the things we need and we'll create something for you?
Okay,
for you?
So what I did, along with my co-chairperson and some other officers at the ministry, we did an assessment. We went around and we did an assessment. We looked at each of the departments and all of their, we looked to see what services can be offered online to make it easier for doing business at the ministry. And so the assessment was one of the initial steps. And based on that assessment, then we went from there.
So now I'm just doing steps by step. You did the assessment, right? You say, boy, these are the things we need, or with the clients, but Bahamians need to get access to. And you have a meeting with the project at my gateway, right? The information technology group. And what was that communication there? or should I ask my gateway that? What happened from there when they give you the listing? Charles, like, these are the services I want you to make access for. What happens then?
Okay, so it goes through a process. So first we have the business analyst goes in and they catalog the service. So we have a group of catalogers and business analysts that go into the agency and see what you're doing manually. You know, we want to know how the service works manually. Then we have a process re-engineer. So what that person does, it looks for points in the process that maybe we can eliminate or that we can digitize that makes it a little bit more effective. So an example of this is that what we did with adding APIs. So when you present your information to agencies, that's something you do across the board. So everywhere in government, they actually bring two forms of ID or one form of ID. So if we verify that ID from before you even apply, that takes a step out of the process. So in just that same way, or if it's an upload of documents, so instead of you bringing that physical document, oh, I have a copy here, so I can take a photo of it and add it to the application, and that makes the process a lot easier than when you actually have to carry that physical document and present it to the agency. Also, what we're doing is we're looking at the hierarchy and how many levels of approval. Some things are set in law that can't be changed. So it has to go to this person or it has to. But in some cases, we find that the levels of approvals aren't necessary. So we may want to look to change the legislation of certain services so that the service can be a little bit more effective and efficient. And we can do that with technology by just allowing these heads of department to log in, review, and click a button. You know, and that takes a lot more work off their table than them having to go through 6 or 7 big files for someone. You know, so I think the persons in positions of power really do enjoy having these applications come to them more in a digital format than having all the paper.
Ms. Sinclair, let's grab that mic there, right? The last time you were here, you explained the various services in the Marine resources and what you're offering, right? And I want my gateway coming to you, you explaining the services that you need with your project manager, right? And how y'all built that out. I want to know, what's the process? How did that do it? Just so I can understand what happened.
Okay, so we met with Natasha. So what she did, she asked us for all the applications and what was required for each application. So for example, for the commercial fishing license, that's to register a vessel. You're required to bring in, usually fill out the application, bring in your passport, your NIB, your certificate of title for the boat, and a bill of sale. Basically, if you bought it over here, you couldn't use a bill of sale. But if you brought in a boat, let's say from the States, you would have to get a sworn affidavit stating that, hey, I purchased this vessel from whoever in the States for X amount of money. So now, with all of those documents, now you can upload all of those onto the My Gateway portal. And then once it comes to, like, the officer, like, I sign in as an officer, and I'm like, okay, review the images that they upload, and then like, okay, we put it through to for approval, and then once the director see it, he clicks it, and once it's sent back to us, we issue a digital permit that goes directly to the customer.
Okay, and My Gateway basically simplifies all of that process that you get click, 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 and all of that is basically downloaded.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, I seen it now. I seen the benefit of My Gateway. Again, I could talk to him. I just write down your name, you know. Why I forgot your name?
Anishka.
Natasha Mackey. Who's Natasha Mackey?
Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha Mackey. So Natasha, right? Working at My Gateway, you working along with Miss Fox DeVoe, right? You're responsible, the touch person, the liaison between agriculture and My Gateway, along with them, right? And basically, as they do their analysis of all of the services they need to be digitalized, right? How is that communication? What would you recommend government agencies who's about to do the same thing that they prepare for?
Okay, so the communication between the team lead at the agency and DTU is always there. We always need to have that communication. And if an agency wants now to get, come on to my gateway, one of the things I would say they would need to gather is know what it is that you want digitized and on my gateway.
So that's what Ms. Fox DeVoe was saying that. She did that. Go ahead.
Have your subject matter experts so that when they sit down with the catalogers and a business analyst, we know exactly what your process is that you really, really need in this digital application. The levels, who does it need to go to? Have that information so when it is built out, the developers know exactly what needs to be built, what all fields need to be there, what buttons needs to be clicked, what notes, what messages needs to go to whom, what it is that your customers really need to see, and what it is that they really need to do in order to get their document. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the things I would say that they would most likely need to do in the beginning.
Okay.
Have their subject matter experts.
And I understand that. So I'm just trying to understand the process of future service, government services, and what they need to do in order to be ready to digitalize and partner with my gateway. We'll be going back to the Ministry of Agriculture. And if that means we're going back to Fox DeVoe, right? Remind us of all the services that you offer now that my gateway has made available through the internet and stuff like that.
We have about 30 services in total. We are the leading, as you're aware, the leading as relates to digitization.
Really?
Even though you called me old just a few minutes ago.
We're the same age. That's what I said. We're the same age.
You know, these services, we want to encourage our general public to join up. Join up at my gateway. Tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your auntie. Tell, I don't care how old they are, you can still farm, right? Mm-hmm. We have persons 100 years old doing backyard farming.
Mm-hmm.
They can qualify for farmer's registration certificate. That's one of the services we offer online. And they can be eligible for a lot of concessions. The fishermen, you know, we have the farmer's market at Gladstone Road. If you want to bring your wares, if you have let's say you're farming and you have a lot of stuff that you want to get off your hands, just come up, sign up for a boot on Saturday, and general public, they're eager to come and see what is locally grown, what you have to offer. We have farmers registration, we have the CITES plans, the dog registration and license, bone fishing, duty-free permit, aquaculture, and the list goes on and on. Just sign up for my gateway and you'll begin to see all the services from A to Z. 30 in total.
Did you find there's an increase in the demand of tourist persons coming online, applying for these documents since you put it online now? Because because of the cumbersomeness of joining the line to getting passports and driver's license, they say, man, I can wait a week. I can wait another month, you know?
Yeah.
But now that it seems so easy, has there been an increase in demand?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to sensitize the general public so that they can know what is it that we are offering and how easy it is to access it. But I want to pass that on to my brother right here so that he can tell you how easy it is to once you join up on my gateway, let the public know. Sign up today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So we do want to increase the traffic for the new services. It's important that people know that these services are available. So if you are a fisherman or in agriculture, know that these services are available for you to make the process of a lot more simple. And I know I've said that a lot of times. So one thing to mention here is that there have been 130,000 applications processed by my gateway. Mm-hmm. And more than $3.5 million in revenue collected through my gateway. So those are important things to know, that people are willing to use services online. They just want to know how to use them and what's available. And we also have a help desk that has available to walk you through all of these services. So
explain that help desk and then how I get access to that.
So we have a number that's available on the website. You can go on the website and you can see the number. You can call, you can speak to one of our representatives, and they will walk you through sign up and application of any service on my gateway. So it's important that we not only put these services out there, but educate the public on technology.
Yes.
So we found a gap with the public that okay, yeah, we want it. We want technology. But then when it comes to using it, like you said, there's a hesitation with using online services. So just having someone that's there to maybe hold your hand a bit. You know, people tend to want to apply for things online. They're using their cellular devices, or they're not really that versed with laptops and what's a browser extension? You know, these are questions that come to us every single day. You know, sometimes a lot of persons will say, I want to use the online service, and then they're stuck. And they call the help desk, and it's just something very simple that they found that their issue was, that they couldn't maybe navigate to where the button is or something like that.
How secured is my credit card? See, I get my credit card hacked. And since I get my credit card hacked, I carry that, you know what I mean? Yes. I scary. Hold $400 gone from me. And I go into the bank and I complain, right?
Yeah.
And I know you have these services, and you're saying you got to put the credit card and pay. I want to know who's responsible for making sure my credit card's safe using my gateway thing.
Well, okay, so I can speak to two different points about security. So the first would be, we have a CERT team, which is a cybersecurity team that the government has in place to protect all of the government's information, and especially your credit card information within finance. They have a DigiPay team that deals with all of their digital transactions. So if anything happens, we have records dating all the way back to the start of My Gateway. So you don't have to worry about that. Also, on My Gateway, we have something that is called two-factor authentication, or when you use a one-time PIN. So if you sign up for My Gateway, you'll sign up and you'll have your password, right? You'll put in your password, and then once you sign in, it'll ask you for another password that they send to you in real time, and you have 10 minutes to put in that password or you can't log in, right? That way we know you're not a robot, or you're not a hacker trying to get into someone's account. Exactly. So once you go through that two-factor authentication process, in computer science, we all know that that's one of the most secure ways for you to access any service. So just by doing that, your credit card is already in a protected space.
Right? And my personal data and information.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we have protected, but we need to educate the protecting your data. So things like identity theft does exist, and fraud does exist. There are deviants out there that are looking to get your credit card or your personal information to maybe try to act as you in some type of way. So right now, I probably could ask any of you for your NIB number and y'all would give it to me, right? But this is something that we're trying to teach Bahamians not to give out so readily. You know, you want to protect your personal information. As we put more services online, you're going to see the value in protecting that information, because, like you said, you want to apply for services for other people, and they're willing to give you that information, but it needs to be verified in a way before you apply for those services. And that's the technology that we're putting in place to make sure that, okay, if you want to apply for someone, let's have all the information verified first.
I have a texter saying that she applied online for her post office box renewal. She ain't hearing nothing back yet.
Well, I'm happy Miss Maki is here to reference that. But agencies like the post office that don't have much technology integrated into their workflow sometimes have difficulties when it comes to reaching back out to the public. But with My Gateway, that process is no longer the case. So if you apply online and you haven't heard back, it's most likely that your service has already been completed and there hasn't been a communication that was sent to you. So my recommendation to someone who is dealing with that is just call the help desk, and the help desk usually will get you sorted out within minutes.
You might as well just give the help desk number one time.
Yes. I will definitely give the help desk number. So the help desk number, let me pull it up for you really quickly, because I don't always remember it off the top of my head. And you can also reach us by WhatsApp.
You have a WhatsApp number too?
Mm-hmm.
So I can just WhatsApp my issue.
You can WhatsApp your issue to us, and we have agents available from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. So no matter where you are in the world, you can reach out to us, and you'll have someone there to help you. So
give me her death number. You found it already?
Yeah, I got the number. The number here is 604-4357. And you can call toll free at 300-5717. That's 242 before.
No problem. We'll take a break right now. We'll get that help desk number again. And I want to know what you're doing to promote My Gateway. How to let everybody aware that all of different services. Remember, this is Guardian Radio in AM with C.A. Nuri. We talked to my game managers here, and she have members of her team. Miss Sinclair here looking around. And of course, we have a number of person from My Gateway here who is explaining the services. We'll be right back.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have the people from My Gateway here from the Department of, help me out.
Department of Information and Communications Technology.
And of course, we have from the Ministry of Agriculture. And Rachel and I, we have the Marine Resources person here. Usually we have the person from Abaco who will be for agriculture, but she hasn't called in. But I will continue the question on regarding promotion of My Gateway in terms of the services. Right? Bahamians want the easy way, right? My Gateway seems to be the easy way, but I'm not quite sure that we are aware of the various services that you offer. See, I'm glad to know that agriculture is like the department's almost completely digitalized. I could go online and get almost any services that they have there, almost, right? And they're still working on bringing more on board. Right? Right, Miss Fox?
Yes, sir.
You're still working on bringing even more on board, right? But I just don't know what all My Gateway have available. How can Bahamians be aware that, yeah, you all have all these things here?
Okay, well, first you can go to our website. We have a landing page, just mygateway.gov.bs. Once you sign up, you will see all the services available. And like I said, the help desk will tell you every service and all the information about each service, how to apply, and turnaround time on these services. So there are a few ways for you to find out what services are available, how they work, and how they work for you.
Yeah, that sounds good. So that sounded, you don't have a Facebook page? Everyone has social media,
yes.
Right? You know you didn't call no social media, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't go online.
And Instagram.
We have Facebook, Instagram, and then like I said, WhatsApp. You have the WhatsApp number. So let me give you the WhatsApp number. The WhatsApp number is 1-242-557-9229. You can WhatsApp us now at any time. And
when you say WhatsApp you, what about, give me an example of what I could WhatsApp you for.
Oh, okay. So you say, hey, I'm trying to sign up on My Gateway. I need some help.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. But I see I have a caller here. I'm assuming that's the lady from Andrus. Let me see if that's Miss Adley.
Yeah.
Yes. Abaco. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, good.
Is this Miss Adley?
This is Miss Adley.
Hey, Miss Adley. Welcome back again, and thanks for calling all the way from. And you the representative from agriculture, basically, and I wanted you to remind us about the various services that is offered via My Gateway.
Okay, so in the first initial services that were offered were the import of poultry, dairy, plants, flowers, meat, banana, fruits and vegetables, and eggs. We would have currently just introduced the new services of the dog license, new renewal, and the transfer of a license. Also, CITES of orchids, import of orchids. The CITES permit is also now available on My Gateway.
Okay. But I remember you gave me more information on what all you offered. I'm just making sure that I get all that to remind the listening audience of what can be on My Gateway for ministry, for the Department of Agriculture.
We also offer farmers registration and the renewal of farmers registrations.
Okay, good. I have a text who's asking Charles regarding Ministry of Finance. He said there's some kind of interruption between My Gateway and Ministry of Finance. I'm not sure what they were asking. You know anything about that?
Interruption. Well, Ministry of Finance did have services on My Gateway. They have now moved their services.
Oh, this is Minister of Foreign Affairs. All of them sound alike.
Oh, Foreign
is
Affairs.
Is the link between MOFA, that's Minister of Foreign Affairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And My Gateway sought out as yet for passport renewal.
Yeah, so they both interact with the same system. So passport has one system with... Okay, so it's one application, and both My Gateway and MOFA link with that system. My Gateway has the, like I said, the simple process of just asking you for your passport number and that photo, where MOFA will ask you for additional documents. So let's say you had a change in address, or they need that a copy of your birth certificate. They'll ask you to go on MOFA, and you can take that same application number you get from My Gateway and go on MOFA and upload additional documents. If it's that the agency deems that you don't need any additional information, they'll just process that application for you right there from My Gateway.
And Ms. Fox DeVoe.
Yes, sir.
What's new, or what other service are you all eyeing to put online with My Gateway?
We are now in phase one of the process. Once we have dealt with all of the glitches, we will be moving on to phase two of digitization of services. We will again go back to an assessment
mm-hmm.
of the other departments that we did not mention, because the ministry is a huge one.
How much departments do you have?
We have Department of Agriculture, we have Department of Marine Resources, we have BAMSI, and we have BAIC.
Mm-hmm.
We have BASFA.
What's BASFA?
That's the regulation.
Okay.
That when you bring in plants and things into the country,
mm-hmm.
the importation of agricultural goods, you know, that is where that particular agency deals with all the laws and regulations. And then we also have Department of Cooperatives.
What's that?
That deals with cooperatives.
Okay.
If you are a farmer and you're interested in forming a cooperative?
I think cooperative union. That's what I can think.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's something like a credit, you know,
credit union,
yeah, cooperative union where farmers can come together and they can market and come together and be able to be more competitive, you know, to meet the market as a group, as opposed to just joining us. We have all of those agencies, so we're going to look at them and see what type of services we can offer for quick access to the general public.
Nice.
That's phase two. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stand by.
Okay.
Stand by.
And I assume that Natasha Mackey from Gateway will be working as the liaison between that. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, again, remind us what type of information these other agricultural departments will need.
So, as she said, once they do their assessment on what services they want to bring online, so then the persons would have to gather all the information relevant to that service, the documents that persons would need to upload, the information persons would need to, what My Gateway would need to have on the forms,
mm-hmm.
where a person would put in their information, those type of things they would need to come with. Have their subject matter experts, so when the business analyst asks any question relative to the service, the business re-engineering process processor, he asks any questions relative to the service, they'll be able to answer them so that the developers can build what it is that they say they need.
Ms. Adley, there? Ms. Adley?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, quick question. What other services you see that you may need, that the Department of Agriculture need to be go online? Or would you recommend?
I think we're looking forward to putting on the import of cats and dogs into, yes, a digital system. That should, I think that's the next phase for us.
That's nice. I appreciate that. And going to you now, Ms. Sinclair, as we wind down, what services you think your department should put online or working on putting online?
Okay, so our department probably will look at the research permits and those for, like, Atlantis with their license to cohabit mammals.
Okay.
So they could put those services online because right now it's just a long process of going through research and conservation for them to go over to inspect, and then they have to bring certain documentation. Now if they upload all of those online, it'll be easy to just do the inspection, and then if they pass the inspection, they could issue the license.
Oh, that's easy. Oh, so I see the future. I'm going to you, Charles, as we conclude, right? What is the future of My Gateway? What are you working toward moving forward? What can I expect as a consumer?
Expect us to add a little, hopefully a beer. We want to add a little bit more technology. We are looking to give a have a place for you to store some of those certificates. So, for example, digital documentation. So if you have any of those digital documents, you can come to your My Gateway profile and pull up all of your digital documentation. We are looking to implement more technology within the agencies. So, for example, we want to put help desk persons that are available in each agency, a more of a centralized approach to helping persons. I think that goes a long way for adding technology into the agency. So if you want to add technology, you equally need to have persons there ready to help people move forward with change. So just like Natasha's a change manager, she's not there in the agency every single day. So we want to have sometimes an educated person in the agency that can help people with the new technology.
And I appreciate it. And thank you very much, My Gateway, for coming back. Thank you very much, Ministry of Agriculture, for coming back.
Much obliged.
Yes, this has been Guardian Radio on AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.